Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It's so good to have you today. I'm so glad you're here with us today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to set your intention, set goals, overcome procrastination, overcome limiting beliefs, be able to use your mind and fire up your life in ways that you probably never thought before. Now, some of you are going, oh no, a show on goals, a show on mindset. Oh, I don't know if I really want that. Well, that's okay. But here's my invitation to you. As you know, I've been a life coach for over 30 years, business strategist. I lead with business, and every single business owner I've ever worked with, I've had to work with their mind to let go of their transitioning limiting beliefs. I remember one guy came on my coaching practice, and he's in the construction industry. And I said, what's your turnover rate? He says, oh, it's about 85 to 90%. I said, that's your turnover annually? He says, yeah, yeah, the whole industry is that way. I said, no, no, no. The whole industry is not that way. Well, everybody I know is that way. Well, that's typical. Everybody you know, because you surrounded yourself with people that have your limiting beliefs. What you focus on, you attract. And I said, well, listen, I can tell you that you're in the wrong way of thinking. And what I want you to do is I want you to let go of that. Just trust me. Let go of that belief. Okay, I have a belief and a knowing, because I've been in this industry for a while, that the turnover rate is somewhere between 5 to 15% for a very healthy company. Okay, I said, I want you to hold that belief. So he did. And guess what? He turned that company from an $8 million company to over $100 million company by changing his thinking. And the first thing we focused on was turnover. His turnover now, today, is about 5%. That's it, 5%, okay? So you may not own a construction company business, but you do own your mind. And if you what happens is if you look outside yourself, you look at the symptoms that are going on in your world. Well, the symptoms might be, I don't have enough money. Symptoms might be, I'm in overwhelm all the time, or I'm stressed out a lot. The symptom might be, I haven't exercised for a while. The symptom might be, I'm getting fat and I want to lose weight. The symptom might be, I shop a lot, right? The symptom might be, well, you know what? I drink a little too much, but you know, it's okay. Those are all symptoms of an underlying issue. And today, we're going to help you to blow through those underlying issues by learning how to use the mind a little differently and also setting up strategic goals that really take you to the next level. Okay? How does that sound? Sound good? I have an expert in goal setting today. We're going to be talking in terms that you probably haven't heard before. Okay? So that limiting belief that says, oh, I don't want to hear about goals, that's a limiting belief. The one that says, you know what, I don't need to do the inner work, that's a limiting belief, okay? People that are very successful work on themselves. So you get the choice. You can live a mediocre life. You can live a life of excellence filled with love and joy and happiness and vitality. Or you can live maybe the way you are, all right? Maybe it's not a bad life, but maybe it could be a lot better. All right, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to have my first guest and only guest. I'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better. My knees feel better. My back feels better. It makes me feel stronger, too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper Quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I do have my first and only guest today. Gary, welcome to the show today, Gary McDermott.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation today. You've done a lot of work on this, we're gonna take a deep dive in the goal areas. Before I do that, though, Gary McDermott was born and raised in Silver Spring, Maryland, and he enlisted in the United States Navy directly after graduating high school. He earned a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering and was accepted into the Navy's prestigious nuclear power program. And as a commissioned naval officer, he navigated warships through some of the most dangerous passages in the world. After he retired from the Navy, he, as a lieutenant commander, by the way, Gary worked as a licensed professional engineer, performing design and analysis for nuclear power plants across the country. But then he found himself starting a company. He founded the USA Private Equities, and he made a transition from electrical engineer to cash flow engineer and realized his goal of professional independence as he managed an investment portfolio designed to provide home ownership opportunities for those in need. And now Gary is a keynote speaker. He motivates people worldwide to set and achieve high reaching goals. He resides over in the Phoenix area, and his website is GaryMcDermott.com. We'll give you more about that as we move into the show. Anyway, Gary, thank you so much for being here again. All right, listen, what you went through some iterations in your life, okay? And how important was goal setting along your path?
Well, goal setting was always important along my path. It just so happened that for the majority of my path, the goal setting was done by others, commanders, vice presidents, commanders in the Navy, vice presidents in corporate America, to the point where I almost didn't realize that I had the power to set my own goals.
And I think that happens to a lot of people. In fact, first of all, a lot of people don't grow up in families that set goals. They just don't. It's not necessarily the, I believe, probably the top 10 to 20% all set goals, but the bottom 80% definitely don't. It's kind of like you're doing life by the seat of your pants. And, if you'd like to do something new, well, maybe somebody's going to do it for you or, help you along the way. They'll set the goal. And then, like you said, then you just do it. So what was that pivotal moment for you, Gary, that you started to, realize the importance of goal setting?
Yeah. So as far as realizing, it was more of a realization that I'm an individual that can set my own goals. And whether it was a pivotal moment or it was just the constant misalignment between what my lifestyle was. So most people know it's no secret that the military is pretty stressful and that you don't sleep very often. And then afterwards, if you're in a job, so to speak, where, maybe you're traveling away from home and it takes a toll on your health, you may start to feel a little bit of a misalignment with whether it's your health that starts to indicate first, or if it's just some stress. In my case, it wasn't a pivotal moment. It was just more, sleep deprivation and some of the other travel took a toll over time. And then it was more of a, is this really going to be sustainable? What if something happens to me? What would I do if I got hurt or sick? How would I provide for myself or a family one day? And so it was a realization like that where I didn't feel like I had a safety net. That instead of a pivotal moment, it was more like, I got to do something. So I got to set a goal where I can come up with some additional cash flow just as a reserve, maybe some additional savings. And that sort of transitioned into setting a goal to actually become an entrepreneur and start out on my own path.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people set goals. Okay. And, you know, we know a lot of people set goals at the beginning of the year. Right. And we also know that by the third week of the year, about 80% of those people are not accomplishing their goals. So they've set them aside for whatever reason. The noise got back into their life. Right. And the noise is all the distractions that one has. You know, in your book, I know you elaborate on the mindset, you know, to transform both your life and the lives of your clients. So can you talk a little bit about this, how people overcome this? Stop. And they start and then they stop.
Yeah, certainly. So what I've realized, having been in the military, coming in enlisted, then somehow been lucky enough to become commissioned, be an officer in command of departments, and then transitioning to corporate careers in engineering, other industries of financial services, and growing a real estate portfolio. What I've realized is that in any business or in efforts, it really is 80% mindset and 20% knowledge, skills, and abilities. So with that said, I am often asked how I was able to be successful in so many different, almost like a jack of all trades, but still be successful in different industries and different positions. It really comes down to the mindset. And so if I were to give myself, I have a 5-step goal setting system that I use. But if I were to have given myself that same system 10 or 15 years ago, I would probably not have been able to achieve it. And that really is because of the mindset. The very first mindset shift that I look at is visualization. And so the saying, the adage you may have heard, to do you believe it before you see it, or do you see it before you believe it? And so a lot of times when we're starting on and we don't have as strong of a mindset, we may not be able to believe that we could do something that we haven't done before or do something great. And so the self-limiting beliefs, whether you're aware or not aware, are something that may prevent you from actually seeing yourself being successful or seeing yourself doing something that you don't currently think you can. And if you don't think you can do it, just like the placebo effect for a drug, there are people that might take medicine and then feel like they're getting better because they're taking something. It works in the opposite way if you don't even believe that you can do something.
100%. And, you know, you this concept of visualization, I want to take a little deeper dive into that, only because I've been told by a lot of people they don't know how to visualize. So that's interesting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into visualization, maybe how we can do it and what we can help people overcome that say they can't do it. So we'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws. And we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
All Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And I want to mention to you really quick that one of the things you can do here is pass this show on to people that you care about and love. And you can do that by going to our YouTube channel. And that's it's very easy to subscribe there. You just go to YouTube and you look up youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. I hope you'll check us out. All right, back to my guest here. All right, Gary McDermott, he's got a new book out we're going to be talking about. It's called Set Your Own Goals or Someone Else Will. I love it. Love the title. All right, so people that can't visualize, Gary, what do you tell them?
So that basically I start with that concept of, do you have to believe it before you see it, or do you see it before you believe it? And then I just think of different examples, and it's just like most people can relate to the medicine or the placebo effect. And so if you're taking something just because you think it might be the actual medicine or maybe a new experimental drug, and you feel the benefits of it, there's a physiological response in the body. So whether I have to use logic or just get somebody to actually just believe it for a second, if I told you to think of a pink elephant, you would think about it even though you had no clue about it before we mentioned the word. So when it comes to visualization, if you're able to think, like a lot of people like exotic cars, if you think about what it's like in the car of your dreams, what it sounds like, what it smells like, the leather, what it feels like when you're in there, you're actually thinking about it and generating that physiological response. So whether it's the placebo, whether it's just you actually thinking it, feeling it, and believing it, that's the first step. And then the rest is just to flip the script on, you don't have to see it before you believe it. You have to believe it before you see it. And that is really the essence of what it takes to make the other mindset shifts that I go over in the book.
I really like that. And, you know, one of the things that I want to mention to the audience real quick, you know, I do have a 5-step goal process, and I know Gary has one too, so I'm going to ask him about his. But mine's really simple, right? So I tell you to get, you know, write out your goal, right? Be clear, be specific, and set a specific time. For instance, I am generating $10,000 or more in income by December 31st, 2025. Clear, specific. Step two, get clear with your purpose. Why? Why am I doing this? Okay. Ask the why. Why? Because I want to feed my family. I want to travel more. Whatever your why is. Okay. Then I always ask you step three, what are you willing to give or give up to attain that goal? Write that out. Don't think about it. Write it out. Step four is the funnest part. Synergize with yourself. Come up with a minimum of 10 ways that you can accomplish that goal. And step five is take actions around one or two of those specific ways. Take action every single day. And then if I had a step six, it would be ask yourself every day, what are three things I can do to accomplish that goal? So that's my 5-step process. All right, Gary, now I want to hear your process as to your steps here. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I start usually with the three mindset shifts that I've kind of broken down in the book, but afterwards we get right into the 5 steps because it is important. Like I mentioned, the 80% mindset and everything, you got to really open the mind and then you can accomplish anything. And so what we look at with the the 5 steps, it's basically the first step is to visualize, similar to what you just described. You want to be able to have clarity on the end state. And so from my military background, we always look at the end state in mind, and then the Navy planning process, we would kind of look at how we got there. So it's very important to visualize, have clarity on what success looks like, what that goal looks like. And then the next step is you work backwards and you set targets. So when I was growing the real estate company, I set a target where I would make one offer every day, Monday through Friday. And the idea here is when you work backwards, you're going to maybe have to do some math. Maybe if you're in a business where you have to get new leads and then there's a conversion rate and you get to your revenue target, you want to work backwards based on the conversion rate to see how many leads you need to be able to get your revenue target, and then you set that. So the concept with the working backwards and setting targets is you want to set a target divided into a period, whether it's a day, whether it's a week, whether it's a month, depending upon your goal, so that in that period, you're able to, in your weakest moment, you're still able to accomplish. So you want the goal, the target to be reasonable for, in your weakest moment, you can still hit it, but still keep you on track. You don't want to set a target that is unachievable, because once you miss that target, it's easy to fall down that slippery slope of missing another target and then another target, and then you could get demoralized. So we visualize, we work backwards and set targets. And then the next step, we seek counsel. So actually seeking counsel before you set the targets is beneficial, because a lot of people can be tempted to ask for advice from friends or family or folks that may not necessarily be qualified or at the level of success to give you the advice that you need to make a difference. If you're trying to train for an Olympic sport and you don't have an Olympic caliber coach, your results may be, it may be a little bit of an uphill battle. So what we do is we actually seek counsel, not just advice. We want to find somebody that is at the level of, or as it has done whatever we're trying to do, and then just get that quality advice. And then that can help us work backwards and set appropriate targets. Then the next step is to commit. So much like we shared earlier, you want to commit, you want to write down the goal, take it out of the fourth dimension dream space and write it down in a bring it into the two dimensional world, write it down on a piece of paper and make it real. There's a Harvard studies on note taking that basically say, if you write down and take notes, you're exponentially more likely to be able to retain the information and use it as necessary. And so this applies to goal setting as well, as a lot of folks will have the goal, but they won't write it down. So take that extra step, even it may sound counterintuitive or silly, just write it down. I wrote down my goals. I would write down in the morning, and I would write down before I go to bed. So it's top of mind when I wake up, and top of mind as I retire. The last and perhaps one of the more important steps is to find an accountability partner. So ideally, you'll find an accountability partner that is, if it was somebody that's already done what you've done, and maybe the person that you were able to seek counsel from in the earlier step. But oftentimes, an expert in the field may not have the time or the resources to work with you day in and day out as an accountability partner. But if you're able to find somebody that can at least help you, whether it's a week, a month, and just make sure that you've done your targets, and ideally, you would also be able to maybe help them with their goal, that's the five steps: is visualize, seek counsel, work backwards, set targets, commit to the goal, write it down, and find the accountability partner.
You know, I'm really loving this show, because this is giving the two points of view that you can combine, my point of view and Gary's point of view, to really be able to set the goals. Now, what's the key to this? Okay, repetition is the mother lode of success. Repetition is the mother lode of success. What does that mean to you? If you happen to be watching on our YouTube channel, by the way, go and save the show so that you can watch the show again and again. And if you're on one of our other networks, you can also save the show on many of the networks. So save the show and go over this again and again, right? You may want to watch this show two or three times, or go find a family member that you can share the show with you so that you get this information. This is critical information if you really want to succeed in life. You know, we're talking about living an outstanding life, not necessarily a mediocre life, okay? You don't want to be average. You could be above average, and you could be healthy and vital by doing it, okay? I'm not talking about the overachiever. I'm not talking about the overcommitter. I'm not talking about the overgiver. I'm talking about you being able to set amazing goals and take your life to the next level. Gary, you got a new book out. I want to put it up on screen. It's called Set Your Own Goals, or Someone Else Will. Yeah, including the universe, okay? You know, I think this universe is set up perfectly. If you don't do what you need to do to learn and grow and evolve, their pain comes in. It will get painful for you one way or another. So why do that? Let's set our goals. Gary, tell me about the book. What's people going to walk away with when they read your book?
So what you'll walk away with is the power to open your mind to be able to think beyond what you may have thought before and really get you to another level of success. It'll help you a lot with the mindset in the front end, and then it will solidify some of the implementation steps with goal setting. So at the end of the book, you'll be able to think bigger and you'll have the recipe to implement a higher goal and then the steps to be successful time in and time out and continuously set and achieve bigger and bigger goals.
I love that. So what doesn't this book cover?
So the book, what it won't cover is, so I use this book as almost an entry level in some of the businesses that I've started and some of the ones that I grow and scale. So what it won't cover is some of the, if you're looking for some of the extra steps on maybe applying it to a business or growing a business, or even the entrepreneurship, it won't necessarily cover that. That could be another book, which is Execute Your Own Idea, or someone else will. But that's pretty much where we draw the line on the book.
I love that. And by the way, I think that next book is coming out because that's a great title. You know, someone else will if you're not doing it. You know, it's amazing how many people have had, me included. I get so many ideas and downloads. I pass them on. I just distribute them out, right? Because I'm tuned into a creative source. But you know, some of you, if you get your idea and you don't follow through, it's not going to happen. But when you set goals around it, it's interesting because I differentiate between thought and thinking. You know, we get a thought. And it might be, wow, yeah, create, why don't you improve upon doorknobs? Oh, okay, you know, that's a thought, right? Or why don't you create a new brand of soap? Or why don't you, you know, there's a thought that comes in. And then our thinking comes in, right? Then you start to think about it. Well, you know, a lot of people have soap, and it'd be hard to start a company. It'd be hard to do this. It'd be hard to, we don't go there. You go, you know what? This is an amazing thought. I'm going to go now and I'm going to read Gary's book and I'm going to take Ken's advice on setting goals once that thought comes in. So you don't get the mind engaged. You get the goal setting engaged first, the visualization of what's possible. Like Gary said, what's possible here? How amazing could this company be? How amazing could my life be? You start to visualize that, right? And then you go through his process. I think it was step like 4 on his process or 3 about the setting goals. Then you come over to my process. You do that process and finish up with his last 2. You know, you can combine this and really be powerful for yourself. That's what I know. What do you say, Gary?
Well, absolutely. So that, you know, whether it's 5 steps or 10 steps, everybody's different. And the concept that I just put together is I get asked a lot of times, how did you do it? How can I do it? And I just came up with something that is sort of like a one size fits most, but everybody's going to tailor it. And as the important thing is that you're able to realize the mindset, the power of mindset, strengthen your mindset and visualize and do better and do it consistently.
And do it consistently. Consistently. My repetition, as I said, is the mother lode of success. And okay, so listen, I am going to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into maybe one of the stories in the book where people were struggling and all of a sudden they overcame that, Gary. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Dina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm going to encourage you one more time. I want to put our graphic up this time. To subscribe to our YouTube channel, and up there you can see right where to subscribe, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. We hope you'll subscribe so that you don't miss a show and you can pass it on to people that you care about. So hope you'll do that. All righty. Well, back to my guest. Here we go. All right. So Gary McDermott, and he's got this amazing book, Gary Stories. You know, people love stories. You know, I know you've got some stories in that book about, you know, what happened, you know, where they were, what happened, and where they are now. Can you share some story with us?
Well, there's a couple of different stories. I mean, one of my favorites is Michael Jordan as an athlete. And you know, I really... It's amazing because, you know, he has a quote or a saying about the number of shots that he's missed, the number of shots, game-winning shots that he or lost because he missed the game-winning shot. And it's just, there's so many powerful stories like that, that basically you can't lose what you don't put in the middle. And like that whole mindset of just not taking the shot. And so That's a powerful that's one that everybody can kind of see and relate with. I think is one of the more widespread athletes, and in that is where I got a lot of my courage to be able to take a shot or do something when I was afraid and just overcome and persevere.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that mindset of failure versus success. Or, you know, it's that place where people think everybody else can do it but me. You know, it's really a shift from this fixed belief, fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And I think that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. The scarcity to abundance mindset was mindset shift number two. Once we got past the visualization that I share. And so there's a couple of examples like that with the Michael Jordan. There's Billy Beane and some of the other just a couple other colloquial ways. And it just stems from growing up where my I had some self-limiting beliefs instilled into me and had no clue that they were even self-limiting. When I grew up, I was told that you had to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer if you wanted to be successful. That was something that, I mean, that was probably one of the reasons, one of the only reasons I was an engineer. And then as a kid, me and my brother were kind of lined up, and we were told we were going to go through the school of hard knocks. And we were taught things like life isn't a bowl of cherries. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Money doesn't grow on trees. And just in general, things like that, while they come from a place of care to protect somebody, it can also have a reverse effect where it puts some type of self-limiting belief, and you may or may not even be aware of that as you grow older when you make decisions.
Yeah. I wonder how many people that are obese have the belief that you got to eat everything on your plate, you know, that there's the starving children in China when I was growing up, you know, I don't know, it might be another country now, but, and you know, you gotta eat everything. I just wonder how many people still have that running around in their subconscious mind. You know, and as within, so without, whatever we have underneath the surface in there, that's in the subconscious is out picturing in our life in some way.
Yeah, that was also the having to eat and eat and not waste food was also part of my school of hard knocks upbringing.
Oh yeah, waste not, want not. You know, waste not, want not. So these old colloquial
sayings that
the colloquial sayings really get us stuck. They really hurt us. And you know, when you hear one of that, that comes up, okay, waste not, want not. You know, Gary's talked about an abundance mindset. Okay. What is an abundance mindset? It's a mindset that you understand that there is no lack. There may be poor distribution of wealth around the country, around the world, but there's no lack of wealth. There's trillions and trillions of dollars floating around the world. There's money everywhere. There's forests everywhere. There's huge oceans. There's the billions of stars in the sky. You know, this universe is not built on lack. Man's mind created lack out of fear, worry, concern, or maybe out of protecting, trying to protect somebody, but it still comes from fear-based thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's exactly when you make that transition from scarcity to abundance, it's how do you relieve yourself of that fear-based thinking?
Yeah.
How do you, if you're working in business and there's competition, how do you transition from worrying about somebody taking your idea or somebody competing with you and open your mind and relieve yourself to look at how can you collaborate? How can you understand that there's enough to go around and that your competition could be collaboration and strengthen the both companies?
Well, I'll give you a three-step formula. Number one, acknowledge, you know, first of all, look at the symptom. How, you know, if you got a lack of money showing up in your life, it's probably because you got a mindset that is not conducive to creating wealth. So you got to look at that. Okay. So acknowledge what the symptom is. Number two is tell the truth. Okay. Like I just did, you know, there's no shortage of money anywhere. There's a shortage of releasing old ideas, of setting goals and taking immediate action. Okay. There's a shortage of that. Okay. And then, so, you know, once you acknowledge and once you tell the truth, what's the next step? Well, it's action, action, and more action. There's not a lot of big secrets around this, you know, but you do need to acknowledge, you got to tell the truth, and you got to take action. Now, sometimes we can't take action because we don't know what's underneath the surface. That's why we're talking about goal setting today. That's why I brought Gary on the show. Because if you know the process of goal setting and you know how to get rid of your limiting thinking and beliefs, and this isn't necessarily about powering through, okay? I said repetition is the mother load of success, not powering through. What you want to do is reflect, like he said, visualize, reflect what you'd like in your life. Then start to move forward with the actions that you want to take.
Yeah, just and then there's a couple of other little tricks that I throw out there or sprinkle in the book. And when you're measuring, when you're just monitoring your progress from scarcity to abundance, we're all not perfect, right? So even myself, I want to make sure that I'm around folks that will help me, and then in turn I will help them if they have a weak moment, right? So just look in your life and look at the words you use. If you use words like, "Well, I hope," I hope I'll do that, or maybe that would be a great opportunity after, but right now when I get this done, then I can look at that. So those two kind of patterns of behavior of using the word hope because you don't quite haven't believed or solidified your mindset, or putting something off that you know is a great opportunity right now because you're afraid to commit because you have that deep down self-limiting belief. recognizing that, being aware, and then being around people that can also see that when you do that and then push you back up. Those are a couple of the tricks that I kind of sprinkle in the book to help someone really make that transition strong from scarcity to abundance.
Yeah, I love that. You know, for me, you know, it's like you go from I wish to I hope to I can to I will to I must. You know, there's a continuum here. And you just, you know, if you're in your lower continuum, I wish and I hope, you know, most people don't know how to resonate or create a goal that way. Now, there are people on the planet, you know, on this show, I talk about energy and vibration and frequency. And that was Nikola Tesla. If you want to understand the universe, understand energy, frequency, and vibration. So we all emit a frequency, and all emit a vibration. If you're feeling like a victim in life, you've got a certain vibration you're putting out. You will attract other victims into your world, and maybe a teacher like myself or Gary, who will help you to break the victim pattern and go into your success pattern permanently, lasting. So you're not doing these stop-start patterns, right? Goal setting is the one way that you can break stop-start patterns, right? Because you could, like Gary said, you got to commit. You got to step into your courage. You gotta do whatever it takes, right, to break these patterns. And sometimes old patterns take a little while to break, but that's okay. Everybody has the power within them to overcome whatever obstacle is there. In fact, you have enough power. This little finger of mine, if I split the atoms, I could light up New York City. So you got enough in you, and we all do, that we can overcome these things. And that's really what we're talking about here. What would you say the next step for somebody that's going, you know what, I'm hungry for success? You know, what advice would you give them?
So some of the advice, now that we've kind of gotten, we've almost done a deep dive in some of the mindset shifts, and it's a continuum, like you mentioned. So one of the advice is kind of related to the third or the last mindset shift that I cover in the book. And it's that now that we've understood and we're aware of some of the self-limiting beliefs and where we might be on the continuum, the next step is to really just look at the people that you spend the most time with. Because as you start making mindset shifts and start achieving some of the success, you actually have to position yourself for success. And that's the third mindset shift that I cover. Because a lot of times as you're breaking the mold or breaking the pattern, there may be people around you that, out of protection or out of jealousy, nobody knows what, will try to bring you back to where you were. And so the advice I have is just understand and be aware of the mindset shifts, and then make sure that you position yourself in a place where you can break free and get to that next level and be around people that will continue to challenge you, motivate you, and uplift you.
I just love that. That's so good. Yeah, I'm thinking of ChatGPT right now. It's like, well, you know, I want to create a plan. I want to create a way to break through my limitations on wealth, okay? And you could go to the ChatGPT and ask it, well, what are the three ways that I can break through my limitations on wealth? You'll get some advice, okay? Hopefully it'll be good advice, you know. But I think what Gary said earlier is that, you know, we need to get expert advice. When I started training to do triathlons, right, I had no clue how to do a triathlon. Who did I befriend? I befriended the National Triathlon Championship winner, okay, several times, and I made him my mentor, and I made him my friend. We ride to this day. So that's, you know, that's the way you do it. You get somebody like myself or Gary, you get his book, you ask us to mentor you, you ask us to help you break through your limitations, and we will do it. Gary, by the way, how can people get a hold of you directly?
Yeah, so the book, you know, setyourgoalsbook.com, there's some information there. Gary McDermid, MacDermid, is pretty much on all social media. That's the easiest way. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and setyourgoalsbook.com.
I love it. Yeah. You can get a hold of me at kendfoster.com. So there you go. You have no excuse. No excuse. On my site, you can go there and I'll give you a complimentary session. with myself or one of our coaches. And hey, why not? Why not do that? KenDFoster.com, scroll down. You can do that there. But this show is not so much about me today. It's about Gary. And I really want you to pick up his book. Again, set your goals. Set your own goals or someone else will. So set your own goals or someone else it will. It's very easy to remember that title. You can get it on Amazon or setyourowngoals.com.
Setyourgoalsbook.com.
Setyourgoalsbook.com. Okay. Well, Gary, we're out of time, brother. That went like this. Final thoughts for the audience.
Oh, just, you know, honored to be able to share. And if there's anything that resonated, whether you pick up the book or not, just wish everybody the best and help you to be able to achieve bigger goals consistently, time in and time out.
I love it. Thank you again so much for being here. And thank all of you for being here today. This is an amazing show that it'll change your life if you work it, right? You can either listen to it and go, oh, that was interesting, that was entertaining, move on. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to take the advice in this show. I'm going to pass it on to others. I'm going to share it with them. And I'm going to take it myself and I'm going to change what I'm doing till I get the results that I really want to get results. Till next time, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. You will be able to do that.